Thank you for tuning in to Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Make sure you got a beverage in your hand. Sit back, relax, and engage with us.
Let's do some pictures. And let's do our beverage. I'm going to try to put some of these in. Okay, we good. All right. Hey, Tiff, how you doing?
Hey, girl. I'm doing great. Have you been, ma'am?
I'm doing good. Welcome to Not Just Girl Talk. I'm your host, Ashanti.
And I'm your host, Tiffany.
And yes, and we are on what, episode 14?
Yeah, episode 14. So we're going to do a recap in a minute where we started, where we at. Girl, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So y'all reach out to us on our multiple platforms. We are on all streaming platforms now. So Tiffany, let them know where they can reach us because we're everywhere now, girl.
Yes. So we are, of course, we can be found on IG at notjustgirl_talk. Again, that's IG at notjustgirl_talk. We are also available or have a page on Facebook with a title, Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Again, that page on Facebook is Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. And then we are also available on YouTube at Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. Again, that's YouTube, Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. And we need you guys to hit the little bell and make sure you subscribe so you're not missing anything that we're dropping on YouTube. And make sure you guys are commenting, liking, and sharing us on all of our platforms. And we're also on Twitter too at Not Just Girl T. So either way, we are available. And as Ashanti said, we're on Apple now, so we're everywhere. So
yeah, we're excited. It took us a minute to get on Apple, so we know all y'all Apple users, which I am an Android user, so I am.
It's okay.
Don't be hating on my phone. Don't. Apple is too complicated. It be too much. Y'all got clouds and skies and extra stuff. It's just too much. It's too much for the Apples.
Team Apple
for me. Yeah. Android. So let us know what phone y'all use. Let us know what y'all be using. So we're jumping into our beverage of the day so we can get started. So I am what I got. So I'm drinking on those iced coffee. Ain't that strange? I don't even really don't look like that.
I'm sorry. I'm fixing
Don't look like that on my beverage. I'm drinking iced coffee. It's the Starbucks skinny tea coffee, and then I did the creamer is like a vanilla creamer, like a cinnamon vanilla. No, it's not the cinnamon because I didn't like the cinnamon one. Anyway, it's some type of creamer. It's really good. I just needed to get something to drink. I didn't want water, and this was the best option for right now. So what you got?
You know, I'm not an iced coffee drinker. That's the only reason I look like
that. Oh.
You know, you've already said about the facials. I am... Once you guys really get to know me, I cannot control my facials. I've already told you guys, but I am nice. But you probably can tell what I'm thinking by how I look. So apologize about that in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm drinking a little sparkling Moscato. So it's pretty good. I don't know what brand, but sparkling Moscato.
Okay. And let us know what y'all sipping on while y'all listening to us. Make sure you got your beverage in your hand. You sitting back, relaxing, and listening to Not Just Girl Talk. Okay. So this weekend, what you have going on? What you do? I know y'all came back from vacation last week. You kind of got settled in, but you were still moving. So how was this weekend?
Girl, this weekend, we didn't, well, we, you know, our kids were gone for 3 weeks from us almost. So, I mean, while it was vacation from us, we did like feel like we still missed a lot and we wanted to spend time with the girls. So we actually took them to the Adventure Science Museum, and I've never been, or Adventure Science Center in Nashville.
Okay.
They had a good time overall. Of course, they're two girls. They want to do the same thing or look at the same thing. So it was some discrepancies with that, but we survived. We survived. Elena kind of had, you know, a little attitude. But we did have a good time overall. I asked them and they did. We also went for ice cream. So to spend a little time with the girls. But now my baby's a little, she's a little under the weather. She's got a fever. So after this, I'm going to go live on my, give her some TLC, Elena.
Hope she gets better. She had a whole weekend. She was like out kicking it. Now she didn't have more out.
That's what you
her whole weekend.
What you been doing, girl, this week?
Actually, I stepped out. I feel like getting kind of cute, you know, whatever. So I stepped out. Actually, I went swimming. So me and the boys. So Jade is not here. So Jade is in New Orleans. So it's just me and the boys. And trying to do something with them. So I took Fat driving. Trying to get him to go and get his license. He kind of behind the eight ball because he already 16. At 16, I already had my license. He's just now, you know, we had license at 16.
But it was different. Rules were different then, too. You could get a license and drive fully at 16. I don't know what
that is. It's 16 here.
No, but I'm saying, really?
Yeah, it's 16 here.
You have to get an intermediate first and all of that?
I know that's in Tennessee, though, but in Memphis, they done changed it. You got to be 18 to get a license. But in Maryland, because I was thinking, okay, he got to be 18. But when I called the driving school, try to figure out what we got to do, they was like, oh, he supposed to have his license at 16. He supposed to have his permit at 15. And his license, and then he had him for about, I think they said like 3 or 4 months or whatever, depending on his age. And when he get the permit, and then he supposed to get his license right away. But now he's behind the eight ball, so he's going to have his permit, and then he's going to have to wait a while, and then get his license. He'll have his license by 17.
You can't get a permit first? You can't go
Yeah, it's required.
I think babies probably don't even need to be driving at 16. Well, at least in Memphis, I know. They probably, we shouldn't have been driving probably at 16. We were responsible, but yeah.
It's a little different. But yeah, I took him driving and he did really good. So I did let him go further down. We went on to the street, down to like his old school. I let him drive back up and around, back to our starting point. So he did real good. We're going to step out again today and go driving because I'm like, I got to get you going. You got to get these licenses so you can run to the store for me. Like, self-service.
You know? I'm like, can he drive us around when I get there? But is he ready?
Yeah, he ain't ready. No, he is not ready.
Because you know my nerves bad. But
he could go driving with us. That's what I'm saying. And I used to be like, I don't never get tired of driving. Now I'm like, I want to drive. So he's at that phase. Like, I'm ready to drive. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ugh. So for me, my heart is like, oh, my God. But I also am like, I got to get you going to get you out here. So took him driving. And then me and the twins, we went swimming. Faye didn't want to go swimming. So went swimming. That was good. And then I stepped out. I went on a little date, you know, just got myself together. I did go on a date with myself, honey. You got to date yourself. You have to date yourself. It's good to go on a date, you know, with your spouse or whatever. But sometimes just going out, taking yourself out on a date, feeling good, looking cute, and just going out, sat at the bar, got me a drink, had me a little starter meal, did pick up a couple of conversations with some people around the bar. But I had a nice time just me pretty much stepping out. On a little me date.
You know, I think that's important. Speaking of, you know, like mental health or self-care. I think mental health or whatever, I think self-care is super important. I think we should do an episode on it. Because I'm still learning, honestly. Right. But I do think it's important. Like, I think it's important, but it's not something that I'm great at yet.
Right.
But I think that's important,
And that pulls us into our organization of the month, which is who do we have? What are we honoring this month?
Well, this month we're just highlighting it's National Minority Mental Health Month. So definitely I think this will be great to check, make sure we're okay. It's okay. I know it's a stigma in the at least African American community. A lot of us may not believe in therapy, but I think with COVID and everything, if it didn't teach us anything else, like, we need to make sure we're healthy and, you know, because we were affected more when COVID happened and all of this, and just our kids and everybody was, you know, it's just different. We are used to socializing and things like that we're not able to do anymore, especially the babies, the younger ones. I think they lost that with COVID. like even our babies, check, make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
Like it's okay to
not therapy, be okay.
However you need that therapy, whether you need to talk to somebody, group therapy, whatever you need. I really want to encourage our community to make sure you're okay and check on your mental. And I don't think I'm advocate believer that just because you go to therapy doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. I think you can go to therapy to make sure that you are staying sane or just check in. Meaning you may not go often, but you just want to, you go through so many different things in life and all of that, and just check in to make sure you stay well. I mean, especially families and stuff, your wife or mom in a lot of cases, or husband, whatever. And yes, man, I think you guys, therapy's not whack. Y'all should go.
It's not. And you know, when I was trying to find a therapist, I wanted to have a African-American male therapist, right? That was some, I was like, hey, I want to talk to, because sometimes we talk to someone, for me, if I'm talking to woman, you can kind of relate a little bit. And then sometimes we see things on the same way pattern, or, you know, we just see things the same. But I wanted to have a male counselor because sometimes the male side sees things differently and can open, you know, my eyes is what I was going for. And to share some light on some things that I wanted to talk about. And actually, there were none.
Yeah, it's
I said whoa, and that was just through who I was going through at that time, and that was like, we don't have any African American male therapists. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
It was shocking. So I mean, I know it may not be a sexy career, but it's a needed career. And for those of you who are good listeners or males, like the podcasts and stuff, who, you know, I listen to the men. I like listening to men podcasts because I like to get their side, kind of how they think. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was just something interesting that I found, that they didn't. There wasn't like a single male therapist from the place that I was going through at that time to even choose from.
Yeah, and you know, I think therapists, you know, even it was important for me. I wanted to talk to an African-American therapist because I also felt like I needed somebody that could relate to things that probably bothered me. Like when we had, you know, George Floyd and all of that, that was tough when you constantly seeing stuff. Was it Aubrey, is it White or Jordan? Aubrey, the one running in Georgia, like all of that stuff was happening back to back. And I, you know, I'm the only Black teacher where I work at, and I'm seeing these images. So that kind of was hard. And I felt like a white therapist can't relate to that being a problem for me. Maybe professionally they can, but I just needed somebody that was just important to me. So yeah, I wanted to at least have somebody Black, and that's still probably, that was hard to come by.
It is very hard. So y'all make sure y'all taking care of yourself in our minority community. Even in our communities, take care of your mental health. It's very important for you to be well, mentally, physically, spiritually, all those good areas. So we're moving into our next segment, which is Speak On It or Sip On It. So we want to y'all let us know y'all opinions on our topics. You know, on it. And if you just take a sip on it, in our comment section, put a picture of a beverage. So let us know that you just sipped on the topic. If you got a comment, put the comment in there. Let us know what you're speaking on. So that's kind of what we want y'all to do when you listening to us. And our first topic we're going to jump into, which is the Bow Wow and the Soulja Boy up in this. Oh, you know.
You know what? We was talking about, we ain't watching that. And I really didn't, honestly.
I caught
some clips. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I remember that. Right there, social. I was like, why am I dancing to this? Like, but that was trend, though. You knew when that came out, it was a bang.
But, you know, I never really knew the moves, like the, I knew a little bit. I never really got into the social board.
I knew the you.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I know. I ain't never get that one. I was one lean with a rock with it. I knew the lean with a rock with it. I knew that. But the Soldier Boy, yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, but it surprised me. You know, it was a lot of them, but a lot of different people coming out there. That's what I gathered from it. A Little Romeo, I felt like that would, it couldn't have been, I don't know Little Romeo music, but I know he's a businessman. Like, you know, but.
His comparisons. I kind of knew where he was going with it, but you know, the comment said, somebody said Michael Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron. I'm lying now.
Sipping.
You gonna sip on his comment?
Yeah.
I was like, that was interesting, but okay.
Yeah.
But the piece that I saw, I was like, why everybody on stage?
Yeah.
It was really young.
Generation.
It felt real young. No, it felt like back in the day to me. You know, when people go to the concert, when we were back in the day, everybody crew all on the stage, 1,000 people there. I'm like, why is all these people on stage? Go sit down. We don't need to see you. It's not for you to be on. I can't stand when people bring their whole entourage on stage with them. That is disturbing to me. I do not like it.
No, but it looked like they had a good time from what I could see. It looked like they had a good time. And it did bring back memories, you know. And they said, I saw something that said, you know, Bow Wow is old money and Soldier is new school, new money. So, like they said, he old school money. Bow Wow is old school money. Because he
you would think Soldier Boy would be new? They would say he's more, because about maybe because of that age.
It's a different generation.
Sorry.
Soulja Boy came out when we were all, like, college. You know what I'm saying? But Bow Wow was the pioneer with all of them. Even Romeo, he gave him his credit, you know.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Look, Bow Wow was young and rapping. He was a baby, but he was rapping. You know what I'm saying? So he paved the way for, you know, and Soulja said that at the end, too. He was like, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Away for a lot of them.
I just not into the. I listen to them, but not like everything.
Yeah, I like his. I believe it or not, Soulja, his new song, is it a drip? I do like that. I was like, okay,
yeah,
and it don't sound young, kitty. I like Crank That Soulja Boy, but I feel like it's nostalgic. Like it's back in the day. Like I was young. But
I'm still young, but you know. I'm still young out here. So moving into our next sip on it or speak on it. Derek Chauvin.
Yeah.
Sentencing.
Yeah.
22.5. Yeah. Sit on down somewhere. How you feel about the sentencing?
It's a couple of different ways. I think if he wasn't a police officer, and furthermore, I feel like if he was an African-American male or person in general, he would have got more than that. So I'll start there. So
okay.
I felt like he was given some leniency maybe because I mean, if you were found guilty on 3 different felony charges, it just didn't seem like he got max anything. They took things into consideration. Thoroughly, and I think the fact that he was a police officer, he got a lighter sentence. And then because I know like my dad used to work in correction, he's not serving 22.5. He can serve half of that with good behavior, right? And and this is my mind, how it thinks. I just think that I don't know that he really was serving. I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, they make us think he got 22.5 or whatever, he's serving time, but if ain't nobody watching, they've been on stuck that man out the back door. Like, that's just what I'm thinking in my mind. But this is my thoughts. I'm not saying it's true, but that's just, you know. Mm-hmm. What you think, though? Think it was fair?
I think it's a start. Let me say that. Because we've come a long way, but we're still in the same fight as African Americans. And for us to have, we have to celebrate our wins as they come. Just like this, I think that it's a start to some form of justice. It may not be what we wholeheartedly feel like we want, and what we feel like is acceptable. Had it been, like you said, us on the other end, or maybe someone who's not in law enforcement. However, it's better than them giving him probation or not giving him or not finding him guilty at all. So I think we have to take these moments for what they are, which is a win, whether it may be small or big to whomever deems it, you know, appropriate. And we have to use that as the ground, and then we have to build from there so we can see what's happening now. And then if God, we don't want it to continue on, but we know we're still in the fight, and we just have to use this as the base and then start to just build on it at that point. Yeah. So, I kind of look at it like that. Yeah. So what else we got, girl? What else we got?
You know, TikTok. I think, did you mention the Capitol rioter? The first one got convicted that stormed the Capitol.
Oh,
speaking of
$500,
about a small
$500.
Sip on that.
Exactly. So is that the sentence y'all giving for breaking into the Capitol? I was like, man, anybody can go up in that joint. Y'all might as well start having tours.
But when they were protesting and rioting and looting, when George Floyd got killed, they had the National Guard. Like, that thing was on lock because it was a bunch of black people. But you know, we know that. So I ain't gonna even go into that. It's not what this about. But she got $500 fine, which is not even a whole check. But neither here nor there. Let me sip.
She ain't get no money. She ain't do nothing. Whatever. Y'all can just go up in there. No, I'm not advocating going to the Capitol, but based on these little charges, I thought it was more severe. I ain't know it wasn't this severe to be just going in there. I ain't know you could get away with stuff like that, but I'm learning.
We can't.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just looking at even the world is watching us, and this is what you're passing out for people going into y'all Capitol. But moving into the next one, because I ain't got too much to say on this, so that's a sip for me. You said something about TikTokers.
Just black TikTokers. They're saying, you know, I've heard, and I just recently got on TikTok, but I'm like laughing and stuff. But they were saying some black TikTokers are protesting, like creating dances and stuff, because it's, our counterparts or different people are taking our dances and using them or whatever. And our stuff gets taken down a lot more. Deemed, I don't know, whatever reason TikTok may have. But so they're saying they're not creating any content. Black people not creating no more content. They trying to call themselves taking a stand. So. I don't know, because I can't speak much on it because I only have a few videos, but go to our Not Just Girl Tea on on TikTok, because we are there, and make sure you like our page.
And
it's going to be another one too.
We got one video.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok. Thank you.
Look, we don't create content. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I may do a dance routine here and there, but we creating still. So moving into our topic of discussion for today. That topic. So first I want to start off with expiration date. So I was watching this. They're not really a podcast. But it's it's a UK group, and they have these panels. So you have the girls on one side of the room, and you have the guys on the other side of the room, and they are just kind of talking about different topics or discussions. And it's about five or six guys and five or six girls. So it's pretty loud because everyone is kind of, don't really give each other a turn, but you kind of, you know, but it's good conversations, it's a debate. I'm going to say it's debate. It's like a debate almost. But it in that one of the guys said, because they were talking about dating, and they were like, okay, when you out here dating, when you get a certain age, because one lady, she was like, I'm grown, I'm not young, you know, I'm of a certain age now, and what I want is what I want. What I'm looking for is what I'm looking for. She was like, I'm not really settling, because I think she had already been separated or divorced or something. And she was like, I'm just not settling. I did that in my 20s, and now I'm in my 30s, and it just is what it is, per whatever she wants. And the guys was like, well, you can't be like that because you're a woman, and women have expiration dates. And all of the ladies was like, whoa. I even was taken back, like, expiration dates. And when I thought about it more, I'm like, do we have an expiration date? Is it, does he have some legitimacy to his argument when it comes to us as women? Tiff, what you, I mean, I'll get my opinion. What do you think first about this?
Unfortunately, and I, you know, it's, I think so. I think we did.
So I'm going to start there. So my opinion is, I do think that, honestly, we do to men, not to me as a woman. I'm not expiring on anything, but I think if you're single and men, I think that it's harder for women. Let's say that. It's harder for us.
What do you mean? What's harder for us? Like what?
Well, to date. Or, okay, you know, because I feel like men have more choices than we do. I think the selection for men is slimmer than the selection for other, vice versa. You know what I mean? I think especially because when you think from the perspective, if you're a woman, you have kids and things like that, we have more, not saying baggage, but we have priorities. If we have kids and things like that, you know, we're making sure our kids are straight and, you know, until they're at least grown and out the house, if that, you know. So it's hard, harder because we have priorities, right? To date like that, and men don't have that. If they're not, if they're separated from a woman or whatever, it's different for a man. They can be separated and, you know, they may come visit the children in some, most cases. I'm not saying all, because some people, you know, have joint custody and all of that. But I do think with men, they don't have as much attachments. You know, they can just go more freely than a woman can first. And then I think a woman can get caught up in raising children and things like that. And that's, I'm speaking from a mother's perspective because I'm a mother, right? So I just think that it's a little bit more difficult for women to navigate the dating scene. Now, if you're married, that's different because I think y'all are getting old together. Y'all are changing together. So he may be going bald, getting a beer gut or whatever, and you may gain a little weight. You know, you done had a baby. You know the mama's stomach, things like that. But y'all are doing that together. So I think that's different, and I bet not have an expiration date with my husband. You know what I mean? But as a single woman, if I'm trying to date, I think it is like men are like, I get somebody younger, or you know, I can date multiple because there is so many available, and I ain't got nothing holding me back. That's just, you know.
So you think that men have, I mean, women have the expiration when it comes to dating because of our priorities, kind of? Are you saying it because of the kids or things that come along with us? We don't have the freedom. Is that what you?
Yeah. Well, when it comes, if you have kids and then, you know, like we are not like it used to be, quite honestly. It used to be women weren't necessarily working. It was the man and stuff. So now you've got more independent women too. And so some men still are, I'll say stuck, but they are expecting certain things. And I'm like, nah, I ain't, you know, so I don't know.
I'm going to say we do in certain areas. So for me, I'm looking at it on the other side of children. So yes, you can have children, but if you decide to have children later in life, there are more risks involved. So if you're dating young, if you're dating when you're young, you're like, oh, I don't want any children. And then when you get older, you finally meet your husband or whomever, and y'all decide to say, hey, we're going to have a baby. Well, we have to say, do we want to have a baby right off the bat? Do we want to wait a couple years? Because as we get older, complications from that arise.
Yes.
Also, in the dating realm, I do feel like it's tricky. Also, me and y'all may have expiration dates too. Anybody checking for you if you too much? You know, you too. Y'all say we too old. You too old out here. We ain't checking for you either. But sometimes, well, you know, them young folks really ain't checking for the young folks. For the young folks, no. But in the area of dating, I will say that men do have more options because they just probably looking for outside appearance, whatever. Whereas us women, we're kind of more so looking for establishment. What are you doing? You know, just certain things, and it varies. Everybody has their own opinion of who they're looking for. But with women, I do feel like even the age that we're in now, if you look at the internet and social media, women, we are always trying to look younger. Most women are trying to get their face done. They're getting their body done. I need to tighten up my stomach. I need to tighten my legs, tighten this. Like, we're constantly trying to stay in a age deficit. We don't want to grow. So we're kind of trying to stay back here. And I think growing is a good thing. And who is the expiration date contingent upon? The man? I'm not. You may feel like I have an expiration date, but somebody else may feel like they like the space that I'm in and who I am and the fact that I have evolved, and I'm not trying to be young. I'm not trying to stay in this young-minded phase or body phase. I have evolved to know that it's more to things than to constantly trying to maintain a young appearance. I feel like an upkept appearance is needed. Being kept up.
Yeah. I think that, for me, I
agree. Like, you should keep yourself up. And I think a woman should keep herself up and feel good about herself. Because, like, mm-hmm. I was saying, with kids, sometimes we do get lost in making sure they have and all this. But we got to make sure as women, just for us, but not to impress necessarily a man. But for us, we need to. I think that when you look better or you feel better, honestly, I think.
Yeah.
And then that exudes confidence. And I think truly a real man, that's what they're attracted to, a woman that's confident, right? Okay. It don't matter your size or, you know, whatever. If you own who you are and you're confident about it, a real man, now, this is somebody that's not, you know, caught up on expiration dates, they just truly want a good woman, then
right.
I think they like, okay, dope.
I agree with that. I like that statement because I do feel like, yeah, we do have expiration dates in regards to childbearing years. Yes, we know that there are risks. Outside of that, we can say what we will. There are risks involved in that. Expiration date when it comes to dating, that's on whoever the person is. Like you said, as far as the man goes. So let us know. Do you think women have an expiration date or not? So that was pretty interesting to me when I heard him say that. And I was really shocked, like, wow. And I, you know, do we? So let us know if you think that you have an expiration date, or if males are listening to us, if women have an expiration date. Pretty interesting to see different people's point of views on that. So I also wanted to talk about, is it okay? Because in this case, the guy spoke his truth. He said how he felt like women had an expiration date. Is it always okay to speak your truth if it hurts the other person? So let's say someone is saying something, or he has said that to his spouse. Like, let's say they got into a situation. He's like, oh, yeah, I can go find somebody else quicker than you because you got an expiration date. Wow. Is it always okay to say how you feel or speak your truth, even though it hurts someone else's feelings? Is there a limit to that? You know what I'm saying? What you think?
Definitely think important to.
And I looked at this question, and I think you should speak your truth. And I'm saying that as a wife. Doesn't mean your feelings can't get hurt, And I'm thinking from a even a friendship, friends and things like that, like you should always speak your truth. But my husband, he tells me, I would hope he tells me the truth, and I would have to respect it. I think you can speak your truth appropriately, though, at the same token. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, I think if it's something that if you just, like you said, like, I can go get me somebody else. Now, this is rude because we're married. I got a ring that says we are committed and we took an oath under God. So, you know what I'm saying? That's different. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're coming to me saying that, you know, babe, I don't like this outfit, or it just doesn't seem you keeping yourself up like you used to, or something like that.
You feel, you know, if he told you that you haven't been keeping yourself up, how would that make you feel? Like, if
that's something I would respect. Like, okay, because I think men are visual too.
They are.
They want somebody to look good, you know. I mean, and I want him to look decent on my arm too. So same thing, you know what I mean? But I feel like we have that relationship. He can tell me. Now, I would like to feel like, am I honest? My husband's been honest about things or whatever. Not necessarily my looks, but but I would like to think that I could take it. You know what I'm saying? Because we're married, and I can't get mad because of how he feels. Right, I have to respect if he's speaking his truth. And as long as it's respectfully, you know, but I look at it too. I was looking at it, you know, with friends. I mean, you know what I'm saying? What if you knew your friend's husband or they were in a relationship and the significant other is not being faithful? What you do? How would you handle that? If you knew my husband was creeping, Shanti, would you tell me the truth immediately?
See, I'm Tiffany Haddish, and girl, sure, I'm going to break the bottle. What is Tiffany?
She's saying that. Yeah, she's saying that, but listen. She's known arrogant, my husband, just as long as me. They be like, not arrogant, not.
Don't do that. Hold on, y'all. Okay. Okay. He is such a good guy. Tiffany has a good husband. When I say we've been known to just since high school anyway. But honestly, like, he is such a good man. Okay. He is good. Like, I love Arian. If I physically saw him out, he's going to see that I saw him. You're going to see me see you. Okay. And it's a tricky spot to be in, because I don't want you to be hurt. So do I address him and tell him, you need to cut it out?
That's what I was
thinking. I'm not playing with you. Because if I see it again, if I know something, then it's going to go another way. Or, you know, because I don't want your feelings to be hurt. So do I say something?
See, I feel that address the guy. I would address the guy. But to give them a timeline to tell my girl, it ain't no, if you do it again, no. If she don't know by this time, because I do believe you need to be honest and true. It's a reason you on a date or, you know, with somebody else. So I feel like,
if I saw with my own eyes, like, to know me and my personality, the way I'm set up, I'm going to say something to you. Like, I'm going to call, matter of fact, in front of him. Stay right there. Mm-hmm. If you know, like, for me, I would say something. I've seen it. I'm here. I saw it. Now, if I heard about it, somebody else told me that they saw it, I think that's different, because I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. You got for real solid proof.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be a no-brainer. Like, it has to be a no-brainer in my face where I'm like, okay, I see for real, this is you. Now let me go ahead and say whatever. But will I that is a tricky one, y'all.
That's a tricky one.
That one deep.
And some women don't want to know. Like, I mean, I know how we are as friends, but even some friends, like, they don't want to hear it. You know what I mean?
And like, then also depends on a relationship. Sometimes, okay, if I tell you, are you really going to leave? That, is it worth telling you? I told you something in the past, and then you stay. So if I say something again, what's the point?
Yeah, and that's what I had. You know, I noted, like, I feel like, you're right. If I've told you and it's been falling on deaf ears, then I mind the business that pays me. I ain't gonna worry about it. You know, do you? Now,
don't be mad.
If I seen you out, I may still make my presence known that, you know, but
yeah,
I like it. I love it. You know, so that's that. But I will, like, if it's, I'm gonna address him, but I'm not gonna go necessarily straight.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go straight. I'm gonna have to, I don't know. But see, I've seen it. That's my thing. If I see it and I'm there, then it's happening. It's happening. I see it. It's happening. It's right now in my face. I saw it. I can't unsee this. But if I heard about it, then that's another story. Now, speaking my truth on friendships, I will say Tiffany is not a yes friend. She is not, girl, yep, that's right, you need to do that. No, she is not a yes friend. She's like, Ashanti, you're wrong. No, this is the other. So she looks at the other side, and she will say if I'm wrong or not. So I will say she's not a yes friend, and she definitely lets me know when I'm like, I need to rethink some stuff. So in regards to friendship side, or speaking our truth, I think we do pretty good with telling each other, you know, if it's something.
Because you be like, well, you always play devil's advocate. Because when I, don't nobody make sense to me most times, right? Like, I'm like, you know, this, you know, and I'm right in my head. You like, well, maybe it was this person thought this. No. You know
what I mean? Yeah, I do try to look at both sides. But however you rolling, that's what we doing. But I will point out the other person's perspective. But when it comes to things that I personally probably have been through in my life, that I probably want to speak on, if I say something about it, I am cautious of how much I say.
Yeah.
So I think speaking your truth can be, as long as you're speaking your truth that comes from a place of healing for you and helping others, I feel like that's very therapeutic. And it's one thing to speak your truth and you just saying everything. So I do feel like some things are left unsaid. So I think people get confused when they're saying, oh, I'm just telling you how it is. I'm just speaking my truth. I'm just real and all of that. But I think there are some things that are better left private for you to deal with yourself or through a counselor, however. But I think speaking your truth, if it comes from a place of healing that helps you heal and it also allows you to reach and help other people, I feel like you can definitely speak your truth in that light. And it's not meant to embarrass others. You know, sometimes people say what they want to say just to embarrass somebody else. Like, I was just real about it.
I think it's a way you do everything.
But I notated that, you know, I feel like you got to see where that person is. Like, if they ready to hear, you know, if they're ready for the truth or the truth all the way, because if they're not in the right mental. So what I mean by that, if you've just had the world crumbling down and your man is doing X, Y, Z, and, you know, you didn't have a death or whatever. You know, whatever, right. You've had a multitude of things, that's not the right time to throw something else, right? It's not that I won't tell you, but I just don't think that's the right time. Or, like, if you already just in a bad enough funk, I'ma just hold off on it right now because you're not ready. I just think that's not thoughtful of me to just add more or, you know, consider it, if you will, of you and your feelings. So I'm cautious of that too. Like, what space are you in? Or how truthful am I going? Not truthful, but how much, like you said, better left unsaid. So I may just let you know the gist of it, but you know, I'm not gonna be
And some people may think I'm holding back to spare your feelings, but when you did whatever you did, it didn't spare mine.
Yeah.
You know, so that part is very tricky when you are trying to speak your truth for your healing, because you didn't care about my feelings in the moment, and now I need to be considerate of yours, and these things have hurt me. You know, so I think it's a fine line, and to each person, to each his own, but I do feel like there is a way that you can release information. There's a way you say things, and like you said, the timing. Because also when you tell somebody something, I feel like they, like you said, they have to be in the space of, where are they in their space? So if they're not in a space to truly hear, truly receive the information, then I do feel like that's where you speaking your truth is not gonna help or heal anybody. It's not, because you've just spoken your truth on deaf ears. This person is not receptive. You're not getting any healing from releasing this information, nor are you allowing that person to see what they've done to you and vice versa for there to be a healing process. So I think that's definitely what I'm looking at in pretty much speaking about things, because I used to be very blunt. I used to be the person like, I've always been caring of other people's feelings, so I do be trying to spare folks' feelings. But I've also, when I reach, I hold stuff in too. So because I've held it in so long, now when I'm saying it, I used to didn't care like where you at, what's going on. I'm gonna say what I feel because I've been holding this in for so long, and you hurt me, so I'm just gonna say how I feel, and I don't care how you take it. Like I used to be like that. But as you grow and you learn, life happens. Yes. Then I'm definitely different in the way that I approach and I receive information.
Yeah, I think that, and it's in the Bible. I mean, your tongue is a powerful tool. Mm-hmm. So it is very, I agree. I used to be very, didn't care. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, matter of fact, it's yeah. a matter of fact. Yeah. Oh, well,
you
take
hurt
it
me,
how you
I'm going to hurt. Well, if it's, you know, guy situation, if you hurt me, I'm a read your rights all the way, and I don't care. Like mm-hmm. it was no filter for me. But now, like you said, since I've grown, become a better adult, yeah, because words can hurt. Words can truly hurt. They really can. Yeah. So just so, that.
Yeah, I like this conversation. Y'all join our conversation. Let us know, is there an expiration date on us as women? What you think? And also, is it okay to speak your truth? And if so, how should you speak your truth? To what extent? You know, when is too much information? When is it too much? You know, so this is a good topic. We can kind of piggyback off of this. We see some comments or some insights. Let us know. Even if you have experienced something that you want to let us know, you can send it to our email, and you can also put it in the comments, and we'll read it. As well. And now what we have, soul food.
Yes.
If you have something for the week.
Yes. So our soul food is life shrinks or expands is proportion dependent on one's courage. Life shrinks or expands is proportionate to one's courage. So that is our food for the soul, or soul food for the week.
All right, y'all. So we're going to wrap up this show. It's two things that we want you to do when you're always listening to not just... Oh, you got
I'm
something
else? I'm going to give that contact again, girl.
Yeah. Why don't we forget that contact?
I'm trying to tell you.
I want y'all to reach us. Tiffany is trying to tell y'all where to reach us. I don't be want to take... Girl, I always forget. That's probably because I don't say it. Go ahead.
It's okay. So, you know, you guys on IG, we want you guys to follow us because we can get our followers up on IG, but we are available on IG at notjustgirl_talk. Again, that's IG at notjustgirl_talk, as well as Facebook at Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Facebook, Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti, and lastly, YouTube, Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. Again, that's YouTube, Not Just Girl Talk Podcast, and we want to make sure that you guys are subscribing, and we are hoping that you guys are listening, because we've gotten consistently a couple of subscribers each time. So please, yeah, please, please share it. Let people know. If you've not subscribed, even if you're watching, you have to hit the little bell and subscribe to Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. And make sure you're following us on our platforms. And, you know, we are on Twitter, Not Just Girl T. Again, Twitter, Not Just Girl T.
Yeah, so tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend about Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. So it's two things that we want to do when you're always listening to Not Just Girl Talk. Number one is refill your cup
and vibe with Tiffany and Ashanti.